Hi, Kristen. So this week you reported that a working group appointed by the governor will make four recommendations to curb costs. One of them is to establish a spending target for healthcare providers and insurers, kind of like a limit on how much they can raise prices.
That's right. And by the way, I should mention hospitals are not too happy with that proposal. Another recommendation to create an Office of Healthcare Policy to coordinate all of these healthcare reform efforts. But Elizabeth, before you roll your eyes at the phrase healthcare reform, let me just reassure you, I'm not going to run through a boring list of recommendations, and I don't think you're going to need your English to health policy wonk dictionary. Instead, I want to talk about some of the actual problems Rhode Islanders are facing when it comes to healthcare, and then we can talk about what's been proposed to solve those problems.
Sounds good. So what's one of the biggest problems?
All right. Well, first and foremost, healthcare is expensive, and it keeps getting more expensive every year. I'm talking about what you pay out of pocket to visit the doctor, to go to the emergency room, the deductible you have to meet before your insurance kicks in, what comes out of your paycheck every month to pay health insurance premiums.
Okay, Kristen, but that's not a new problem. Certainly, it's not specific to Rhode Island. Are there any new solutions here, apart from just telling health insurance companies to knock it off?
Right. Well, I wish it were that simple. This latest working group is proposing some solutions in a couple of flavors. They're not new ideas, but I'm hearing from people that they might have a better chance at succeeding than some previous efforts.
So what makes these more likely to succeed? Is it because Governor Gina Raimondo is on board?
That's part of it. But I also think that health insurance companies and hospitals and doctors and Medicaid, they can all see that this problem is reaching a crisis point, right? So people are putting off healthcare because it costs too much. Health insurers like Medicaid are restricting access to certain drugs because they cost so much. Right. And so that's causing health problems for people. So I mentioned the solutions come in a couple of flavors. All right. So one flavor is let's bring all these prices out in the open. Right. Transparency. If healthcare providers have to be upfront about what their services cost, that would be a good incentive to keep those costs reasonable. That's the theory anyway. The working group proposes an annual hearing about the trend in costs, and they'd require any hospital or insurer reporting a big price increase to explain themselves and come up with a plan to fix it. And so here's the other flavor of solution. It says, let's get more bang for our buck, right? So let's stop paying for every stitch, every aspirin, every dose of anesthesia, every follow-up visit after a surgery. Instead, let's pay hospitals and doctors and other providers to keep a group of people healthy. Let's pay for a total package of services. That theoretically would make costs more predictable and hopefully keep them from going up too much too fast.
Now, Kristen, as you mentioned, these aren't new ideas. We've been hearing about some of these things for some time now. So what's taking so long? I mean, you and I can both say when we had children, we saw the long itemized bills from the hospital for different doctors, different services. What about one price that includes everything?
That's a great example. And I think it's what a lot of people who pay for healthcare would like to see. But this is like turning around a battleship on a dime. Not feasible in the short term, right? So I called up Cranston Senator Josh Miller, who has introduced a lot of healthcare legislation over the years. He's really been involved in this issue for a while, to try to get a sense of how all these attempts to turn this battleship around have fared. And he said, first of all, some progress has been made, right? The state has a federal grant to help try out some of these new payment models. And those include things like paying a set monthly fee per patient or letting healthcare providers share in some of the savings if they keep costs down.
But have we really seen any serious drops in healthcare costs? It just seems like these efforts are so slow to show any noticeable impact.
You're right. Senator Miller told me that, you know, every year since he's been in office, that's since about 2007, one piece of legislation or another has been proposed to make healthcare more affordable or to improve quality. There have been so many task forces, working groups, commissions, reports, bills, committees. I asked Miller how many fingers it would take to count the number he's been a part of, and he laughed. But he said, you know, in the end, some of these efforts unravel because there's opposition, maybe from healthcare providers like hospitals, or the legislation or committee, whoever it is who's in charge, just doesn't have enough force to compel change, or people disagree on how to implement a plan. But he seems optimistic about recent efforts. For one, he says the problems are more urgent than ever, and the conversation about what has to change is no longer confined to like a small room with a few legislative committee members. It's gotten a lot broader, and there are lots of stakeholders. And, you know, let's face it, it's not just our individual pocketbooks, but our health that's on the line.
Kristen Gourlay will continue to follow the ins and outs of healthcare policy. Thank you, Kristen.
A pleasure.
I'm Elizabeth Harrison. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.